The Rich Eisen Show.
Now. Players deserve to be paid.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The issue I have with it is there's no rules for it. Keeping track of all this was too much for Chip Kelly.
I just wanted to be happy. You know, it would have taken a special place for me to leave UCLA because I love those players and I love that coaching staff.
Earlier on the show, Orlando Magic head coach Jamal Mosley. Coming up, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. MLB Network analyst Kevin Millar. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Andy Reid's going to join us in about 20 minutes' time, and it's going to be delightful because it always is with Andy Reid. Time's going to be mine. Does he say that? Time's yours?
Time's yours.
To start the interview? Time's yours?
Oh, wow.
Remember we had way before he was a hit television star. Remember we had Little Dicky on this program? And he's a diehard Philadelphia sports fan. You know, way before Dave, right?
Way before Dave.
And I told him, hey, let's have you do a rap for Andy Reid, and it's called Time's Yours.
He was very into the idea.
He was into the idea. I immediately called Mariucci. I'm like, we got to get this done. Mariucci was into the idea. You know who was into the idea? Andy Reid. Not so much.
Andy Reid shut it down.
Well, he kind of pocket vetoed it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that sounds good. Sure. And then it never happened. Yeah. He pocket vetoed it, which is his right. He's a head coach of a back-to-back champion team.
Man.
He's got a shot to do what nobody else has done before.
Ever.
And that is three in a row. And it's a real possibility. I mean, it's as real as it gets. To keep the realness, though, you got to sign Chris Jones. And he's a free agent in 6 days from this conversation. And you know who's going to sign Chris Jones if the Chiefs doesn't? If the Chiefs don't?
Everybody.
You're correct.
Everybody.
The Chiefs know it.
Everybody.
So we're in the business now of parsing every morsel of information. And the tweet today of Andy Reid on top of Chris Jones, where I was planning on asking Andy Reid about this moment because he saw Chris Jones down on the ground, the confetti's down, and he just jumped on top of him. Needed the help of Ted Cruz, one of the best in the business at media relations.
Not that Ted Cruz.
To help up. No. No. C-R-E-W-S.
Oh, like Terry. Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, need him up. But KC and then six dots after, like he hasn't finished his thought. That means like what?
KC, thanks for the memories.
Or KC, let's get the contract better. Or KC, I'm close to coming back.
Six figures.
Because if he re-signed, it would be like, let's do it again. Run it back.
Yeah. Or,
let's get three in a row.
Something like
that. That's not like I've signed, right?
No.
Doesn't seem
that. It's a celebratory photo, though.
It is that.
You know, it could have been him because he kind of had the Nick Sirianni meme before the Super Bowl. They had the tight shot on him, immediate tears.
Right.
He could have posted that.
Chris Jones was the zoom in crying during the national anthem thing, too.
Like no Sean Marino.
No Sean Marino.
Nick Sirianni.
And by the way, those tears always, like, Dave.
He just like,
I mean, that's like
a boom.
Like right on cue, right?
So it was impressive.
Yeah, man. Okay. I don't know what it means.
No, I don't know.
Do you think Andy Reid's going to shed any light on what it means?
Maybe Andy Reid could like call Chris Jones while we're talking to him.
Yeah, and have this conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we could just peek in and kind of listen. And
I don't think that's going to happen, but good idea. We can workshop it. All right. Andy Reid's joining us shortly. So, top story that we discussed today is Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who's been on this show recently to say his reporting is that the Steelers were not going to go outside the family for any significant quarterback help or significant named quarterback help. Justin Fields was mentioned at the time, right? Mm-hmm. Cousins, those were the names that were thrown out there. And those were expensive names. Cousins, in terms of dollars and cents, he'd be a free agent. You could just sign him. Justin Fields, in terms of draft capital, and you'd have to pick up a fifth-year option pretty much right away. You're not going to get Justin Fields in your building. Even if you acquire him next week, you won't get him into your building until April. And then by May, you've got to make a decision as to pick up a fifth-year option, depending on the price draft wise, you're going to do that. You're going to give yourself at least 2 years of runway with him before you got to really make an expensive decision on him. So I kind of made sense. Those weren't very Steelers like options. But Jerry Dulac saying today, Russell Wilson is in fact on the radar screen of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He said that they are tentatively set for a meeting with him. And before, you know, the new league year begins. So out goes Trubisky into Buffalo, and in comes Russ to push Kenny Pickett, compete with Kenny Pickett. These are the conversations. And the reason why Russ makes a little bit more sense is because he will come inexpensively, potentially league minimum. Now, the reason why is because he's on the Denver sheet this year financially. And you can basically pay him the league minimum. And that's all that gets deducted from the sheet on Denver. And you'd think Russ wants to really stick Denver where they live on that front. I'm also reading that some teams might not do that with Russ because they wouldn't want it done to them. Like, it's an honor amongst teams that they're not going to kind of do the Broncos like that in a way. We'll see how it plays out. Because if there's anybody that would be on the side of tradition and doing things in a traditional way where you don't stick it to the other team, you wouldn't think the Steelers would be that. But I bring that up because the Broncos are cap hamstrung. And I think the first domino to show just how cap hamstrung the Broncos are just tumbled today. When I was getting ready for, you know, the Broncos Christmas Eve game with New England and just reading up for weeks and just focusing on the Broncos weeks before that game, because I'm a lead pipe wielding professional. There was a conversation around the trade deadline. Would the Broncos trade away Justin Simmons? And the general reaction from Broncos fans was they better not. Justin Simmons basically was the face of this franchise since the Broncos last won a playoff game, which is Super Bowl 50. He was the third round selection in the draft after Super Bowl 50 and wound up not only being a face on the field, but in the community, like Walter Payton, Man of the Year, perennial nominee type material. Captain, the whole nine yards. And he also made Pro Bowls, two of them, including last year. Four-time second-team All-Pro, including last year. In his eight seasons in Denver, it included a stretch in which he once upon a time played 3,328 straight snaps at safety. Think about that. Also has led the National Football League since 2016 with 30 interceptions. That's the most. And they told him today he's a salary cap casualty. Wow. Had this happened yesterday, he'd have been on my power rankings of top 10 free agents. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
He's one of those, that guy can play for me. Last guy you want to cut. It's not like, again, he was second team all pro last year and a Pro Bowler. Last year, he's a face in your community. But it saves $14.5 million on the cap. $3.75 million in dead cap, which compared to Russell's dead cap number is a drop in the bucket. But unfortunately for him, face of this franchise in a period where they have had a rare run of non-playoff seasons, he leaves Denver with 118 games played, no playoff appearances. None. Oof. Which is a rarity for Denver. It's a rarity for Denver to have a defensive player play over 100 games for the team and not have a single playoff game to his credit. That's your cap casualty right there. This is the first domino to fall. And I saw our buddy Albert Breer tweeting out something very interesting, is that the Broncos, let's just say they go ahead and draft a rookie quarterback. Let's go ahead and say they do that. The whole idea is you getting a rookie deal for your quarterback. It's part of the reason why I believe, not just Caleb Williams' remarkable talent, but Bears can reset their quarterback contract back to zero. Right now, Justin Fields is entering year four. You have to pick up a fifth-year option. You're getting more and more expensive, and the window's kind of closed. Everybody wants to win playoff games, if not a Super Bowl, and a contract, first contract of your quarterback. That's the ultimate. And Russ did that, right?
Back in the day. Sure did.
For Seattle. Mahomes did it for Kansas City. I think he's the last one to do it. Now he's proven a team can win on a rookie contract and the most expensive contract.
Which is now kind of a bargain.
Sort of. But the point I'm trying to make here is that Albert threw it out there that if you draft a rookie quarterback in Denver right now, the first 2 years of his rookie deal and how that allows you to build around this guy and try and win now or win faster, that goes out the window because Russ's dead cap in those first 2 years is $85 million. It's as if you are paying your rookie quarterback like a top of the free agent market quarterback, a veteran.
Good point.
Which is another reason why maybe Denver doesn't draft a rookie this year. Does Denver kind of MacGyver this thing with Jarrett Stidham and somebody else that they choose next week from the free agent market? Do they do that to at least push that back by a year? Do you tell the Walmart family, be a little bit more patient with us? Do you do that if you're Sean Payton? Just to push one more year, like then you draft one, but they won't be as talented as this class. I mean, that's what's up with Denver right now. So, and then you got the cap casualty that you just had in Buffalo. Did you see that? Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Trey White, and Mitch Morse. Three stalwarts on the defensive back end, and one on the offensive line told, we got to get under the cap. They redid Von Miller's deal in Rasul Douglas, who they picked up at the trade deadline because they needed one because they kept on getting banged up on defense. And Trey White blew out his Achilles in week four. So I guess Rasul Douglas, that's where he goes. Taylor Rapp got a three-year deal. That's where he goes for Poyer. Micah Hyde and Poyer signed as free agents together in 2017, and do you know who was the first draft choice for Sean McDermott? Trey White. And then they're going to try a new center. I guess Connor McGovern's going to slide over from guard and see how he does at center, and that's the way they're going to go. And I'm already seeing this, and I tell you not to take this cheese.
Uh-oh.
Don't do it. As you know, on this show, part of the Rich Eisen show consulting business, RE Consulting, is we are experts at spotting the cheese and telling you not to take it. Certainly, it's coming. And I think I've seen it already. I was planning on saying it before I looked up and I saw on our split here all the other people talking about. Do not take the cheese on how this is the end of the Buffalo Bills run. Don't do it. Do not do it. Don't do it.
Why?
They damn near beat the Chiefs without a lot of these guys. Trey White wasn't in the game. Rasul Douglas was banged up. Vaughn was finally getting his wind. Okay. They didn't have Matt Milano. I saw him carted off. And they still
lost.
They did, but their window was flat out open. And if Chris Jones didn't blow things up in the final 2 minutes, right after the two-minute warning, and they didn't miss the field goal, I know ifs and buts, candies and nuts, and if my grandmother had wheels, I get it. I understand. But the concept that this is now a division for the taking, oh, get out of here. Or the Bills won't have a Super Bowl contending team next year. I will counsel you against that.
Will you concede that the Chiefs will be better next year? Have more talent on the roster?
I need to see what the six dots are on the KC with Chris Jones, don't I?
Will you concede that the Chargers will be better next year?
Yes.
Bengals, Jets. Where's the spot for Buffalo?
Because you have to see what they're going to do in the next couple months.
Bills, miss playoffs.
And stop it. That's an overreaction Monday right there. Number 17 is still there. Oh, did you see him?
He's split pants.
Oh,
he's
got split pants in Paris.
Not only did he lose all his defense, he lost his pants.
Oh, my God. Getting out of a car in Paris with Haley Steinfeld with split pants. Split pants in Paris, which is a terrible 50s movie.
Billy Crystal.
Awful. Billy Crystal was in Split Pants in Paris? Or was that a Woody Allen film in the 80s?
Maybe.
Listen. Oh, yeah. He's now got an...
I think the Bills have their shot.
He's got the famous girlfriend.
Bills have their shot. His head is elsewhere.
Got it. Okay.
Ball so hard.
Okay.
Steph Diggs, is he happy?
Let me tell you something about Gabe Davis, free agent. Let me tell you
what's... Who's a running back?
Do you know who's available? James Cook. By the way, do you know who's available in the draft? Tons of great receivers. Tons. Do you know who's going to play great in year two? Dalton Kincaid. You know what they're going to do? Figure out the offensive line. You know what they're going to do is figure out the defense, because they did on the fly last year and had the best shot in the AFC playoffs to beat the Chiefs. Out of everybody else.
TJ, double. My memory not so great. Who won the Super Bowl?
I'm not saying, dude.
This year. Yeah.
That their window is closing? Come on now.
All these other teams in the AFC are going to be better. And they are getting worse.
Well, they're getting rid of names that you're used to seeing there who are part of their big window run. But I don't want to be disrespectful, but Trey White wasn't there all year last year.
I get it.
And they had a terrific second half of the season. Matt Milano wasn't there, and they had a terrific second half of the season. And that day, the Bills took on the Chiefs. Everybody thought the Bills were going to win that thing, and I understand what happened. I get it. But saying, look at all these cap casualties. Oh, man, they're in trouble. Okay. I would take the other. You don't think the Bills are going to be a Super Bowl contender in 2024?
What does that mean?
Where they have a shot. Like, we'll be sitting there in December going, okay, this team can do it.
I don't think they're going
to win. They can catch fire in January and do it.
I don't think they'll win a playoff game.
You want to break the tie here, TJ? You never want to break the tie. But you have to.
I got to.
Don't take the cheese. He did. He's part of RE Consulting.
You're saying they're going to
be in it. He's a crucial member.
I'm going to say they're good enough to be in it.
Yes. No, what does that mean? Are they going to win a playoff game?
Yeah, they'll win a game.
They'll win the division again.
For sure.
And then what?
I don't know. Who knows?
Got to be in it to win it. You know.
But they're going to be in it. Have you ever seen ever? The window's closing. Has the window closed? Because they let go of a bunch of guys that were not playing like they were the previous years. Let's be straight up. And then one of them in Trey White, he didn't play since week four. That concerns me is the center. You replace the center and you mess with the offensive line. That's the one. That I got to sit here and go, let's see how that one plays out.
But it's just simple math.
Maybe they draft one.
It's simple math. All these other teams that underachieved because of injuries at the quarterback position and poor coaching have all improved and will all be healthy. Some teams are out.
We shall see.
Look, when Russell Wilson is leading the Steelers at 12 wins next year.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
We shall see. I think I'm right.
I think that's obvious.
But we won't know. We're not going to know for another,
10 months.
We got a lot of weeks ahead of us before this comes to fruition. So,
anyway, and save this.
Let's take a break so we're ready for Andy Reid. Shall we?
Yeah, we can't be late.
Okay, we cannot be late. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. He's a Super Bowl winning head coach, don't you know? Twice in a row.
Yeah.
Three times over. Next on the Rich Eisen Show.
Welcome to Talkville.
The Ultimate Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Title Transference aired October 27, 2004. Director James Marshall, writers Todd Slavkin, Darren Swimmer. I really like this episode, and I'm surprised that you don't like it as much as you thought you did.
I actually respect your opinion more than I respect my own in general. When you say things are good and I check them out, they are.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
I got an email today from the LenPenzo.com HR department. I find it really interesting. I'm an employee of one at this company, but somebody from the HR department sent me an email telling me that I had a raise. If I just opened the attachment, I could see how much my raise was.
Make sure you click on the links that are in there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Andy Reid will be joining us in a short amount of time, we hope. Should I text Colin to tell him that he's late?
let him go.
Is that what I do?
Yes.
Hey, bro.
That'd be really funny.
Honestly, FaceTime Colin right now.
You won't, but that would be hilarious.
It would be hilarious.
I mean, it's like it's an honor, isn't it? It's an honor amongst all of us. Like.
Hey,
coach has got to go.
Hey, come on, man. What are we doing?
I mean, he's scheduled for 2 minutes from now, and I'm looking up and look where he's at right now.
If you FaceTime Colin right now and say,
"Dude,
Andy Reid's late for my show," and he answered that, that'd be epic. An epic moment in television.
You think it would be?
Absolutely.
Do you think he's got his phone next to him?
Probably.
I'll text him right now. Hey, man.
Also, do you think that,
Wait, he's going to do it.
I know.
I'm going to text Coward right now. Yeah. Hey, man.
Talk over the. Do you think that people, just fans, do you think they assume that all the hosts are all friends with each other?
Probably.
Yeah, no, they probably think we all hate each other.
Right. Do you think we all hate each other or we all friends?
Because we assume all actors know each other, and then you find out, two people who've been in the game for years have never met.
Or have beef or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? It's like there's a lot of people at this hour.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Andy Reid is supposed to be on my show now. How many more questions are you going to keep him for?
Mike,
hold on. Flip to Coward
right now. If you texted me, if you did that to me,
I'll just add an LOL.
I want to see him look down at his phone right now, Mike.
Wait a minute, and then I'll add a GIF of come on, man.
I know what channel it is. I think the
laughing face is good enough.
Laughing face is good.
Come on, man.
All right, hold on. He hasn't looked down yet.
I haven't said it.
He just looked down. And they cut away.
Red.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Andy Reid was supposed to be on this show right now. I'm looking up, and he's on with Colin Coward right now, and I just texted Colin. Hey, man, Andy Reid is supposed to be on my show now. How many more questions you have for him? LOL.
I'd keep him. If that were me,
I included a GIF of a come on, man.
Nice.
And the first one, I hit the first one that I had because I was just coming back, and it's Biden saying, come on, man. You see him?
Colin was looking at something off.
It's delivered.
Off to the left. He was looking at something.
I love it.
Yeah, do you think people think we all hate each other, right?
I don't know. That's why I was asking. Like, there's a lot of people in the
compete,
space.
We compete, but
yeah,
respect.
We compete. Yeah,
respect.
The noon to 3 Eastern, there's a lot
of
shows.
It's a deep end of the pool, bro.
Yeah, sure. So I'm just wondering, do people think...
Yeah, McAfee and I, as you know, we had lunch.
I mean, right. in my business...
Jim and Colin.
Well, you hate everybody.
You know, we don't... Now, there's a lot of competition.
What does that mean? You're working faders.
A lot of competition in this.
So what do you think?
I'm in charge of the UFL. I'm going to hear people are jealous that that's my gig.
But
wait, we're not competing.
We're competing. We compete every day, man.
We don't compete against each other in this room.
No, but the different shows that are on right now.
We totally
Dude, if Andy Reid comes on here, right, and he says something on this show here, that has an opportunity to be aggregated instead of what he says here and vice versa.
Right.
So in terms of eyeballs, you want to compete. I've got to get him here. And instead, Colin keeps asking him questions.
Time's his.
The hell?
Time is.
And plus, you think
yet.
Andy's just going to go from one thing to another, and he's going to be nice and fresh as a daisy, right? I've got to warm him up.
He might have question fatigue at this point.
You might have question fatigue.
Should I send him a cheeseburger or two?
QF.
Like right now on Grubhub.
You might have QF.
You know?
Is there medication for QF?
I think maybe some chicken nuggies will do the trick.
Chicken nuggies.
Nuggies will do the trick.
I mean, he's on right now. He's asking another question.
I told you. If you text
he's asking another question. I texted him.
If you did it to me, I would keep him. Like, I'd be...
What do you think?
He's still going.
Hold on.
He's still going.
The disrespect is real.
Still going on. Andy doesn't want to talk to him anymore. I could see it.
Disrespect is real.
Yeah.
Andy Reid just walked in and he's focused.
You know?
What the hell going on?
What the hell going on? And you know. Jeez. You know, like, the Chiefs are in the bow are like, the they know. Like, they know.
Hey, come on. Outrageous.
It is.
Now, here's what you got
to
do.
What do I have to do?
This is
get
completely
straight. This up is Reid and tell him to get off the phone. Get off and call him.
No, Andy's a professional. He's not looking down at his phone in the middle of all this. He's sitting there knowing I got to do Rich Eisen's show after this.
See, I'd be saying, we're going to break. We'll be back with more Andy Reid.
I wouldn't let him go.
I mean, that's what I would be doing.
What do you think? Is this the last one?
Yeah,
he's got three questions in after. I mean, after.
How many times can I see the same Mahomes B-roll, too?
I mean, by the way, we're living in the world of Mahomes B-roll.
I mean,
yeah. He just jumped on Chris Jones.
Well, I know that.
Oh, we're not getting him this hour, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
Don't say that.
DJ. Mike is right. I have a whole second page of questions for you now, Coach.
And another thing.
Oh, my God. We're going to say, is he going to go where Colin was wrong with him?
Sorry, folks.
Do a whole segment?
Sorry,
okay, he's still talking.
Andy Reid's still
talking. Andy's still talking, wow. Which is good. He might not have QF.
QF.
Oh, man. Question fatigue.
Question fatigue. It sets in after half an hour.
Question
fatigue. All right, he just stopped talking. Is Colin wrapping up?
Colin's reading his phone right now.
He's reading his phone right now.
Picking up more questions.
Come on, Colin. You felt the phone buzz?
I see him looking down.
Laurel, what does that have to do with anything? Did anybody hear Yanny?
Yanny.
No, I heard Laurel. Okay. Laurel.
All right. Remember that'll wrap it up. He hasn't wrapped up yet. This is like, kind of like watching you on The Price is Right now.
Oh, wait, he's saying goodbye.
He's saying goodbye. It looks like he's saying goodbye. He's smiling.
Congratulations.
Colin's doing a little chuckle.
He's saying, say hello to everybody.
Trying to leave him with a laugh.
And another thing.
Trying to leave him out. They're laughing.
And
enough.
That's it. I think that's it.
What's that? Is that it?
There you go. He's changing. For a second, I thought Colin was a Jew. That was a long goodbye.
Goodbye.
Did he convert in the middle of that conversation?
Behind.
Nice. All right. That's it.
And right now, he's reading your text out loud on air.
No, not yet.
No.
I want to hear him reply.
He doesn't have that read delivered thing.
No, you not, the red is.
Oh, read receipt?
Yeah, he doesn't read receipt. Colin's not a read receipt guy.
Neither am I.
No.
Does he have Kevin Millar on next hour?
Millar.
Because we got Millar.
And you know he likes to talk.
What's going on?
Andy Reid will be tuning in tomorrow, folks.
He's moved on. He doesn't look at his phone. Not looking at his phone.
I've been told he's going to come on in a minute.
Oh, well, he's got to catch
his
breath.
You got to catch his breath.
Catch his breath. Eat a cheeseburger.
He's going from one thing to another.
Eat a cheeseburger. Oh, I see him.
You see him?
All right.
Well, he doesn't have to set his camera.
It's already locked.
He's just sitting there.
It's locked in. He's laughing.
Does he need a minute?
Coach looks great.
Yeah,
do you think he needs a minute?
Oh, we just got a thumbs up.
Thumbs up?
Let him catch his breath.
The time.
All right, joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show is the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl winning head coach, Andy Reid. Andy, I'm seeing on TV. You were just on Colin's show. You're like speed dating right now. It seems like.
Yeah. Well, listen. If I'm speed dating, I'm not picking you two, Doug. But I appreciate you blowing your own dress up there. I got you.
It's okay. Do you need a minute? Because I feel like you're just answering all these questions. You need a sec? You want to just like get something to drink? You're good?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Okay. Fire away, man.
Okay. The time's mine.
Time's yours. Time's yours. Absolutely.
Thank you. Greatly. Great to see you. Congratulations.
Likewise.
I have not spoken with you since the whole enchilada was won a second time. When you hear that you're a back to back Super Bowl winning head coach, how does that hit you? Andy.
Yeah, listen, I'm Rich, I'm so proud of our guys. I mean, that's what I'm proud of.
Sure.
When that at the end of the game, that's what you think about. And you go, man, this was a joint effort of everybody pulling together. We had some highs and lows, and we battled through it. And it's kind of a surreal feeling when you're done. You're just going, my goodness, think of all the different turns that took place during the year to get yourself to that podium there. And it's a great accomplishment, you know. And but listen, about a week later, you're off it because the season goes so long. And now you're back into the next year, and you have to jump on the personnel, free agency, the draft, your scheme evaluation, all that stuff.
Is that what you told Chris Jones when you jumped on top of him? Is that what you said to him?
No, I just want I wanted to see if he could take the weight.
What went through your mind when you see Chris Jones on the ground and the confetti's coming down? What happened there?
Well, I'll tell you the whole story behind that was Chris Jones pushed himself past the point where I think he thought he could push himself. And I was so proud of him for that. When we went into overtime, he was exhausted. And he had just worked so hard during the game and had a lot of snaps. But he took himself to that next level. And he was on the sideline at the time, and he was bent over. And I said, hey, you got a minute 52 seconds. I mean, let's go. You know, you can do it for a minute 52 seconds. You need to get out there. And he did. He dashed out there. This is a seasoned veteran guy. He dashed out there. And went after it and had a huge third down play for it. So I saw him bend over or in a catcher's position, actually, in the end zone where I was going to do the media part of it. And so I pushed him over and jumped on his chest. And, and I didn't break his shoestrings, which was amazing. But I was so happy for him. He's a guy that's been here a long time. I'm close to the kid. And I was so proud of him for doing that, just taking it. And kind of reaching in there, Rich, into that no man's area there that you hate going to, but you got to do it in professional sports. And he went there.
So, again, from my perspective, things happen so fast, obviously, from your perspective as well. But Chris Jones, was he out of the game on that second down? Or you're saying that third down where he blew up Brock Purdy in overtime?
No, he went back in. No, he went back in. He came out for a quick blow and
okay.
went back. But we were talking on the sideline. So, it was just he was exhausted. He was tired.
So so you're like, hey, we need you. And then he provides that third down moment where he was basically in Brock Purdy's lap before Purdy set.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Wow. I jump on him, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way to celebrate, no doubt.
He would have much rather had you jump on him than me.
Well, I saw you needed Ted Cruz to help you up, Andy. I saw that. You got to get off.
Yeah,
I saw that.
I didn't want to hurt him. Personal pronouns. I was right on top. I didn't want to hurt him.
I love it. So in terms of the here and now, what can you share about Chris Jones and what's going on with him? Obviously, you want him back. So what can you share?
Yeah, well, probably not a whole lot. I mean, we would love to have him back. Brett Veach and his gang are working through that. Chris Shea works with our cap and so and does the contract. So they're all working through this thing. And but we've had great communication. So we'll just see. We'll see where it goes from here.
Okay, because he tweeted out today, Andy. I know you're not on the old machine there, on the phone machine, of you on top of him celebrating, and then just wrote KC with six dots. How do you interpret that?
Well, that can be taken a couple of different ways, being on top of him. And then, but I like the dot dots.
Yeah, meaning that more to come? Is that what you mean? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm hoping, right? I can't give you anything because I don't have a whole lot. I'm doing all these media things, so maybe something's going better than I think it is.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Andy Reid here on the Rich Eisen Show. And so this game with the 49ers, when it went into overtime, did you think that when you lost the toss that you would be receiving the football? Did you think that?
No, but I understand why they made that choice. I mean, I'm a big Kyle Shanahan fan, and I know how smart he is. So he just didn't pull this out of his pocket and say, we're going to do this. That's not how he rolls. And so I knew that could go either way. I was happy that it went the way that we would choose. And but that's not saying that his was wrong by any means.
Okay. Andy Reid here on the Rich Eisen Show. A couple minutes left with the head coach of the two-time Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. You said as soon as this thing was over, next week you're right into the next season. Was there any thought in your mind of not doing this anymore, Andy, and retiring?
No, not really. I joked to people, but it's the truth. My parents retired, so I remember asking my mom and dad, what made you retire now? I mean, and they just said, you're going to know when that time is. You'll just know. Now I'm 17 years old, and they're telling me this, or 18 years old, whatever I was there, and so I was big enough to understand that they were stepping out of something that they'd love to do. Excuse me. So I was just curious, and that's what they told me. So I mentioned when I was asked that the 60th time that I'll know the time. Today's not the day. So that was my answer to it. And you know how the questions are at the Super Bowl. You do that media night, and Bill's not coaching anymore, and Pete's not coaching anymore. So I'm the next oldest guy. So I'm getting asked that question every 5 minutes. And that's not where I'm at right now. I don't feel that way, that I need to retire right now.
So I guess Mahomes helps keep you young, right?
Yeah, he and the other guys.
I mean, sure.
One thing that, you know how this goes. One thing that happens is, and we have these mirrors, and you look in the mirror and you're getting older, and the guys all stay the same because of the changeover. They're all between that 22 and or 21 and 30 year old age normally. So they just shuffle in and out as they go, and you're growing older. So I don't feel as bad as I look there, Rich.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, though, and I didn't mean to put you in a position where, it sounds like if you talk about Mahomes that he's the only guy that keeps you young on the team and makes you excited about the team. I don't mean to put you in that position. Obviously, I mention him because this is a quarterback-driven league, and every coach is looking for their Mahomes. Every franchise is looking for their Mahomes. And you have your Mahomes, and not just at any point in time, at the ascendancy of what appears to be one of the greatest quarterback runs we've ever seen, and he's still young, right? And so that's why I would never think, as long as you want to keep doing this, why would you step away, Andy?
Yeah, sure. A reason could be 12 and a half grandkids. I got one on the way here, so
right.
That could be a reason. But that's not, the kids are enjoying what I'm doing. So that becomes important. But listen, Pat Mahomes is phenomenal. And I think we all know that. I get to deal with him every day. And he is as great as whatever he seems to the outside world. That's what he is every day. And the kid wants to be great every day. And he challenges people around him to be great every day. And he works his tail off, first one in, last one out, spends time at night when he goes home, before he goes to bed, studying. And for young people that are playing this game and want to achieve at it, he's a great example that, he's got God-given ability, but he maximizes it every day and wants you as a coach to give him one more thing for him to even be greater than he already is.
And then he does strike me as one of those remarkable athletes that responds so successfully to the words "you can't," right? And this was a year where I'm sure you heard that more than ever, going on the road in the playoffs for the first time, and obviously there were some issues with dropping footballs, and "you can't," and "we can't," and you writ large cannot. I assume that will come into play when the concept of winning three in a row happens. What is your plan on getting this team to focus, lock in, and accomplish what no one else has done? What an opportunity for a head coach to have in front of him. I'm wondering how you're going to handle that, Andy Reid.
Yeah, so, Rich, you've known me a long time, so I don't really care about the end result there. I care about making sure that we get ourselves ready to go and maximize ourselves in preparation. And that's that's what's real. I can't predict what's going to happen at the end of the year. But, you know, our guys know you better be ready when you come to training camp. You better be in shape. And if you're not, it's painful. And so and it's tough to get through it even when you are in shape. But it builds a great foundation for you. And then let's maximize every day after that to work to get better within reason. You know, we try to be smart with that. And then you've got to do that now for 17. We just came off a 21-game season. Yeah. So you've got to make sure you present yourself properly every game. And that takes a lot of time and effort. And you can't skip over that. That's the important stuff. That's what you can control, not predicting that we're going to win 3 in a row and all of this stuff. That's not where I go. That's easily said. It's very hard to do. It's hard to win a game in this league. And there's some brilliant people out there and great players. Best in the world. 32 best head coaches in the world. 32 best offensive and defensive coordinators. 32 best right tackles and left tackles and so on. And the best in the world. So, and this place is pretty big. And you better prepare yourself properly that way.
So you don't prepare. You're not prepared. You're not going to at all utilize the first ever three-peat team in the history of the NFL as a carrot on the end of the 2024 Chiefs stick at all?
You know what, Rich? I don't have to do that because you guys do it for me. Right?
Well,
the guys all know, but they also know what's real. So that's the point I try to get across.
All right. So you're welcome then, Andy. My pleasure. Because we will be talking about that. Before I let you go, Andy Reid, I want to give you the floor on Jason Kelce, if you don't mind. And him and who he is, and you see what he means to Philadelphia, where you obviously once coached. I'd love to give you the floor on him and your recollections. Yeah, well,
I would say this, Rich. I think the National Football League will miss him, although he's going to keep doing the podcast, I'm sure.
Yes.
So we'll at least be able to stay in tune with him. He's such a positive person and influences people in that way, which is maybe his greatest gift. As great a football player he is, he's a great person. So and a great leader. Whatever he goes into, he's going to also strive to be the best there. That's just how he's wired. And I love the kid, and I know he's going to do great. He's a great dad, great husband, has fun in life. But when it's time to crank, he'll whatever business he's in, he'll crank, and you better be ready because he's going to bring it with you and try to be the best he can be.
Yeah, I just love everything about him. Did you hear he had his trainer who wasn't able to tape his ankles up because he's overcoming cancer one last time?
We had actually hired Joe when I was there. He's
so
a
did
young
you hear
buck.
About
it? I did hear about it, yeah. Yeah, what a great thing that is.
I mean, he's remarkable. Andy, I truly appreciate the time here, and I have to go home to my three children, so... you got a good Taylor Swift story for me? They would want to know, when was the last time you spoke to Taylor? They want to know everything about Taylor Swift. Andy, what can you,
well,
Andy Reid, tell me, please?
Listen, you can tell the kids that she's a great girl. And, you know, they've got a great relationship. But for your kids,
yes, sir.
She makes a mean Pop-Tart, homemade Pop-Tart. So as good a singer as she is an entertainer.
Yes.
She's also a really good cook, so she just doesn't share it with me. She shares it with all the linemen, and I'm telling her, you got to give a little to the coach.
Sure, but you mean like she makes her own Pop-Tart? Like, what do you mean?
Well, that's, you know, she's smart now, so yes, she right. took care of those offensive linemen first, and she made them homemade Pop-Tarts, and they go, hey, Taylor Swift, she owns the world now, so she's in. She's in.
Of course, the filling had to be red, right? Chiefs red. That's the filling from the Pop-Tart?
I'm sure. She doesn't miss much, so I'm sure it probably was.
Okay. Did Colin ask about Taylor Swift? Did he ask about Taylor? Am I the first one today, Andy?
You're the first one.
All right. That's an, so I can write that as that's an exclusive then. It's a Rich Eisen show exclusive. That's what you're saying.
There you go. Thank you.
See, you give me that, and I give you the ability to not have to mention a three-peat because I'll do it all the time for you.
I appreciate you. You deserve a raise. I'll be your agent.
You're the best, Andy Reid. Thank you for the time. Greatly appreciate it, sir.
All right, Rich.
You be well. Take care. You got it. That's Andy Reid, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm sorry if I kept him late for... Is he going to pop up on Pat's show next? Is he going... What's the tour?
Great question. I don't know.
His new eras tour?
We'll keep in a lookout.
His new eras pop tart tour?
Man, whoever.
All right, we'll take a break. Right. Lots to take in right there. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hi there. Sorry for the interruption, but are you enjoying this show on Google Podcasts? You should know that the Google Podcasts app is going away this spring. That's right, going away, gone as in no longer available. You can still enjoy this show elsewhere, though. Try out Spotify or Amazon Music, or maybe TuneIn is more your style. Whatever app you switch to, be sure to follow so you never miss the next episode. And thanks for listening, wherever you listen.
It's kind of difficult to describe to people who are unfamiliar with it,
as you
might have been.
Have Patrick Mahomes?
I have, yeah.
Have you?
Yes, I have met Patrick Mahomes.
He's one of my heroes.
Oh, is that right?
That's true.
Oh. Okay.
I root for that team, even though I've never lived there.
Yes.
I think he is just phenomenal to watch.
Apropos of...
Nothing.
I was going to talk about the season finale of Barry, and
you were
talking about the season finale of two Super Bowls ago.
And I was hoping Patrick was in it.
Next time you come on,
yes,
we'll make sure Mahomes is on the phone. We'll do that.
Truly?
You like him that much, huh?
I think that his ability is such a cut above. He is so passionate in the way he plays.
Yes.
He is so improvisorial in the way he plays. He is so sure. I just think it is instinctually great, actually.
Okay. Well, he now knows that, and we will make sure that we'll make this happen.
Yeah.
It would be my
honor.
Does
he listen?
Yes.
Patrick, hi.
He does.
How are you?
These things...
So can I just say, no, if Patrick is listening, I'd like to, we make a great chicken stuffed with ricotta and spinach.
Yes.
With an unbelievable reduction. It can be yours if you're here in L.A.
Well, the Chiefs come play the Chargers, right? The Chiefs play the Chargers.
They do, actually.
We'll make this happen.
Those guys are good, too.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they're good quarterbacks.
Yeah, they are.
They are not Mahomes.
That is correct. By the way, he's not wrong. Another way of saying that is correct. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. And our radio audience is back now, too. Fun conversation with Andy Reid right there. Yeah. Just to follow up, just to put a button on things, as we like to do as we end this second hour of the program. Hour three, Kevin Millar is on the show, and I see Mark Sanchez is on with Colin. So Millar is not on with Colin, so we'll get Kevin Millar on time. And to button up, my phone buzzed during the Andy Reid conversation.
Oh, and?
That was my next
question. It is Colin responding to me, texting him, hey, man, you're keeping my guest. And it's him with a crying, laughing emoji. There it is.
Nice. Crying, laughing, so.
What?
Not even any words. Just like, I mean, sorry, man. Like,
My bad.
I mean...
I'll do better next time.
But he doesn't have to do that. I understand that. Dude.
I'm just saying.
Excuse me.
Would have been nice.
Andy Reid might be somewhere right now. And I kept Andy Reid longer because I was getting my 15 minutes.
Yeah, but...
I was getting my 15 minutes.
You were keeping it because someone else, you know what I mean? It's like...
No, what I'm just saying is that it's entirely... I don't know when he went on Colin's show. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Maybe somebody had him longer on their show.
But this is also proof that there is,
there's love.
I have lunch with 12 to 3 on ESPN, right. And I share text and crying emoji, laughing emojis with 12 to 3 on Baby Fox. Is that what it's called?
Am I reading this right?
That's what Colin was thinking.
He goes, am I reading this?
So,
Baby Fox.
FS1.
FS1, which you refer to as Baby Fox. You do. I don't. I find that insulting to people who work there.
See, I love how this gets turned on to me.
Unbelievable. It's not turned on to you. Who else calls it Baby Fox?
Baby Fox when it first started, because I work on Big Fox.
You think Colin thinks he works on Baby Fox?
They did the same thing with Fox Sports Net. It was like Fox Sports Net was like the Baby Fox.
Okay.
You get all that?
I did. We used to call ESPN the Deuce.
The Deuce.
Yeah, I mean, FS.
Which, you know.
We're not going to steal ESPN.
I still call it the Deuce, don't you?
I know.
Yeah. Huh? Don't you still call it the Deuce?
The Deuce?
No.
Yeah, no. Where's that game on?
I don't discern. I do not discern between any of their channels. It used to be like when it was on ESPN2, that was like, that was the baby ESPN. Now it doesn't matter, right? You don't even know it.
The Deuce, 209. Let's go.
RPM tonight. I hosted one.
Oh, yeah.
I hosted one RPM tonight. Tonight. I started by saying I'm the first and only host in the history of this show who has to call AAA to change a tire. I was straight up with my viewers. Straight up.
Tonight.
I did an NHL tonight, an RPM tonight.
NBA tonight.
That's when I went to Boston.
My first.
Stu was no longer the host of NBA tonight when I got there. He'd already become a full bloom SportsCenter anchor. So, what'd you take out of Andy Reid?
He's locked in, man. He's just locked
saying he's not retiring.
Definitely not retiring anytime soon.
He ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. You know, him and Mike have the same birthday.
Oh.
And so Andy's going to be 66 in a week and a half. So
Mike's not too far behind.
He's coaching into his 70s, maybe, I think, for sure.
Maybe you and Andy Reid should do a podcast reading your own blood work reports. Who's got the higher LDL? I bet you it's Andy Reid. If there's anyone on a statin, it's Andy Reid.
Well, Andy Reid's also a big guy. He's 6'3".
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah, he's super tall. Obviously, that famous clip of him as a kid.
Mike is not. Oh, by the way, I almost went there when he said when he spoke to his parents about, he remembers asking them, why'd you retire? And he said, I was 17 at the time when I asked that question. And then he was really, you know, sharing. And so the conversation went a different direction. I almost went. So after that conversation, that's when you did the punt pass to kick? Almost went there.
He's a giant in that.
I know that. He's 13.
Yes.
13 in that one.
Movies, TV shows, books, podcasts, and more. It's What Women Binge with Melissa Joan Hart and her friend Amanda Lee.
We have Lauren Bosworth with us.
Yay!
The Hills. So what is like your number one question from fans?
The primary question I still get asked was, "What is it real?" In 2024, to me, is a surprising question to get because I feel like everybody has been through the reality TV gauntlet at this point.
What Women Binge, wherever you listen.